Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is a great day to have the general manager of the club on as he joins us every couple weeks. JJ Piccolo joins us right now on Cody and Gold. We made the drive, JJ. Obviously, everybody's excited in Kansas City, and you've been part of debuts before. Obviously, this is not your first rodeo, but can you just feel and sense the excitement around Kansas City? And I'm sure there's excitement within the organization as well.
Yeah, there's definitely an excitement. You know, we could feel it in Kansas City, but it's it seems very similar to when we decided that Bobby was going to be on the opening day roster a couple of years ago. The difference is obviously that this is the middle of the season and we're competing fairly well. And, you know, guy, he's a player that's had a lot of attention on him. So he just keeps doing what he's been doing. So, you know, excited to get it going tonight.
JJ, for like the people that might say, all right, this is reactionary, or is it because the offense is failing? Like, explain your process, right? Like, how did you get here? How did you decide now was the time for Jack Caglione? I know even a week ago you had said in ideal circumstances you call him up when the offense is kind of rolling. So how did you guys eventually come to this decision?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. In an ideal situation, that would be the easiest way to break him in. But, you know, we've also said all along that we're just evaluating the player and we're going to do what's best for the player. And you know, it just seems like every week he shows us something that in whatever area it may be. And a lot of it's just pitch selection where he is improving. And we thought last week, early in the week, he faced some pretty good arms. You know, we were playing the Twins AAA team, and there were a couple guys there that have big league time that are quality pitchers, and you could see in his at-bats that he was making adjustments, not only at bat to at bat, but pitch to pitch. He walked a few more times last week than he had previous weeks. You know, drove the ball well, used all fields. He's not trying to do too much. He's taking his hits to left field. You know, it's just, you know, clear to us that he's a very mature hitter, and his time has come a little bit before we anticipated. And we had some really senior evaluators there in Omaha last week, and they walked away very impressed. And quite honestly, by Friday night, you know, I had settled in my mind that this is probably going to happen early next week.
I had heard at least one scout describe it as the way Bobby Wood Jr. works, in the sense that, like, okay, maybe they have flaws in their game, but then you're like, hey, I'd like you to work on this. And by the time they're working on it, they're already kind of fixing part of the problem. Is that kind of what you're talking about when you're talking about, like, those adjustments happening quick for Jack?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And let's face it, every player has flaws. I mean, there's no perfect player in this world. So there's going to be challenges for Jack, just like any major league player. And there's going to be some ups and downs, but that's normal. You know, but the way he's handled the attention, the way he handled going from double A to triple A, the way he even handled last year, going from A ball to the fall league and really getting going at the end of the fall league. You know, they're all good signs that he can take some coaching, really some self-evaluation, and really put his mind to addressing whatever it is that he's trying to address. And he's just got that presence about him, and you see it in, you know, I'd say once every, you know, 8 to 10 years, you know, you see a player where there's just that presence, and he's got that presence. And the other thing I keep trying to remind myself, I'll say, you know, he's 22 years old. He's a young kid, but there have been a lot of players that have played, you know, Latin American players, guys like Bobby that break into the league at 21 years old. You know, we shouldn't hold it against him, you know, because he spent 3 years in college. You know, when you see a mature hitter, you know it when you see it. And, you know, Jack just keeps proving that he can make these adjustments and be ready for the major leagues. So adding him to our major league team right now is a reflection of what he's done and his readiness for the major leagues.
We all had a chance, JJ, to see the social media video when Jersh broke the news to Cags. And again, I know you've been part of these before, but I guess peel back the curtain a little bit. What's that like for even you to maybe watch that, to see that reaction from a kid that has been playing baseball his whole life? And obviously his dream, his goal was to get to the big leagues.
Yeah, they're really neat to see. You know, before social media, we never got a chance to see those things. Our fans didn't get a chance to see it. So now, you know, when you get a chance to see it, you see how special it is. You see the player's reaction. I thought it was great that, you know, Jersh said, "Now go call your dad." That was pretty cool to hear as well. But Jersh has done that so many times for so many players that he's had a lot of practice. And you never want to take away from that moment. You want the player just to enjoy it. And ideally, you know, if their family was in town, you just go outside the clubhouse and give them a big hug. In this case, you know, he had to go call his dad. So pretty cool stuff.
No doubt about that. We're talking to the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, JJ Piccolo, here on 96.5 The Fan. Maybe this will be more of a question for Q and some of the guys later on this afternoon, but what kind of boost can this be for a clubhouse, too, when you're a team that obviously has expectations to go win and was in the playoffs last year, and then now you get a player that has the potential to really help this team?
Well, the team's excited about it. You know, we spoke to a couple players on Sunday evening just to let them know they knew that it was probably coming at some point. I think what Jack has done that it's going to be very, very helpful for him is the time he spent in spring training. He was so respectful to everybody else in the clubhouse. There was humility that just is engaging and endearing to the team. So when guys handle themselves like that, they're hard not to root for. I know our clubhouse is following what he was doing every day, and, you know, it's hard not to, but I think it's more of a reflection of who he is and how he gained the respect of teammates in spring training. And that's a big part of this. You know, you want a guy to be mature enough to handle the major leagues, but if they aren't that type of teammate, a move like this can create animosity. Well, that's absolutely not the case here. There's excitement within the clubhouse, and, you know, now we got to go out and play baseball. You know, it's not just about Jack Caglione. It's about our lineup starting to function a little bit better. I think what it does, it clearly adds some power to our lineup, but it also creates some depth in our lineup, and we can do some other things that we're still trying to decide on what the lineup's going to be tonight. But, you know, you may see a little bit different lineup than you've seen in the past, and, you know, if that's the case and our instincts are right, hopefully this offense gets a little bit of a boost, but not just from Jack, but from everybody else as well.
I guess it's just like a follow-up to that and just like the way he's going to play in the field. What is kind of the preferred or, I don't know, the mix you and Q are talking about? How much right, how much first, how much DH, and I guess how high are you willing to hit him in the lineup? Is there a possibility tonight we could see him hitting fourth or fifth? Or are you guys thinking about maybe starting him lower in the lineup and then trying to work him in that way?
Well, it's either going to be five or six, one of the two. You know, that's what we're trying to decide on. And, you know, positionally, you know, he's done a good job in right field. You know, that's something that Rusty Koontz has spent the last 2 weeks with him. Rusty's very confident that he's going to hold his own out there. You know, it is a new position for him, so we got to be realistic in what we expect. First base is clearly his most comfortable position. But more than likely tonight, I think he's going to be DHing, you know, and I think, you know, that's very intentional just because you want him to just, you know, focus on the bat. Don't worry about the defense. So he'll probably DH tonight. But defensively, you're going to see him in the DH spot. You're going to see him in right field and you're going to see him at first base. He's going to just be part of that mix with Salvi and Vinny at first base. And there's going to be some opportunity to get him there as well.
I think some fans were trying to figure out exactly how the service time stuff works and Super 2 eligibility works. We played some audio from David Sampson, who was critical of your guys' decision to make the move now versus waiting a few weeks. If you could just kind of explain how that works. My understanding is there's different cutoff dates each year sometimes for Super 2 eligibility, and how much, if at all, did that play a role in this decision?
Well, first of all, it never plays a role for the Kansas City Royals. We're going to do what's best for the player, what's best for the organization. You know, there's a lot of unpredictability in Super 2, and it's very complicated to try to explain it real quickly here. But it's a little bit of a sliding scale, so he potentially can be a Super 2, but that's not the end of the world if he's a Super 2. that's not why we would or wouldn't make a decision, nor is service time. You know, that's if we had thought he was ready for the major leagues opening day, he would have been on the team opening day. So, you know, that is really irrelevant in our minds, because this is about winning baseball games and this is about putting the right guys on the field. And now that we're comfortable that he's ready for this challenge, he's going to come up. And that's the same can be said for every player that I've ever been a part of in my time with the Royals. And it's going to be the same way moving forward.
Couple more things worth asking you, JJ, including kind of I want to ask you a little bit about where the offense is and kind of where kind of your hope is for the pitching staff and making sure you take advantage of how good your pitching staff is. But the obvious question, I don't care if it's a backfield, I don't care if it was a like at bat where they were just like live BP. What's the most impressive home run you've seen Jack Caglione hit? Is there one that stands out of being like over the railroad tracks kind of stuff, right? How far have you seen him hit it?
It goes back a few years. I was watching University of Florida play Vanderbilt at the University of Florida, and he was actually pitching that day. I was there to see a player for Vanderbilt. And our area scout, Nick Presto, who ended up signing Jack, you know, told me before the game, he said, look, you're going to see a left-handed pitcher who's pretty good today for Florida, but I like him as a hitter, and he hit one over the scoreboard there at the University of Florida. So that was my first introduction to Jack. And I know he's probably hit some further than that, but that was the first day I ever saw Jack Caglione play. And, you know, it's hard to forget a ball going over a scoreboard. So the first impression was pretty good.
You mentioned a couple minutes ago that is obviously the excitement around Jack Caglione, but also, hey, doing some things maybe in the lineup to try to get this offense going and get some other guys to get going. Big picture for you guys this year, knowing how well the pitching has been for you and at elite level to this point in time, does it, I don't know if an obligation is the right word, do you feel almost that there's an obligation to not let this pitching, quote unquote, go to waste, that you guys have a really special pitching staff this year?
No doubt about it. I mean, a big part of this decision to bring Jack up has to do with how good our pitching is. If our pitching wasn't as good as it's been, we're not in the position we're in. I mean, that's just facts. You know, the offense hasn't done what we know it's capable of doing and believe it will do. But thankfully, the pitching's been so good, even through a two-week run here without Steph and Cole. You know, they compete every night. They keep us in every single game. And that's very valuable, and that's a big part of why we're excited for these last 100 games. I mean, it's elite. You know, it was elite last year. It's elite this year. And that's not lost upon us. I mean, pitching is the name of the game. We play good defense. You know, you pitch, you play defense, you get some big hits, you're winning games. And right now we're just not getting the big hits, but the pitching's been there, and that's why we've had the opportunity to win games, even when we're not going that great offensively. So that is not lost on us at all.
You guys as a staff look at like when you got Noah Kammer come up or Steven Cruz, some of these other guys who've had to come up because, you know, Erceg's been hurt or Reagan's or others recently. Do you look at that as like, okay, pitching development is doing it the way we're supposed to, because I always viewed a good organization the pitching way is guy comes up and he's maybe not heralded the way we're talking about a guy like Jack Caglione, but they're immediate contributors.
That's a big part of what we're trying to do is create depth with pitching, and our pitching development department has done an incredible job, not only with Noah, but others. But for Noah to step up at a time where we really needed him has been outstanding. I mean, it's exactly, how you draw it up. But he's been so good. I mean, I was commenting to somebody the other day, I thought he would be able to keep us in games, but I didn't think he'd be able to win games for us, just giving up one run and two runs. And that's what he's doing. And it's really impressive. And I think that culture that our pitching department has created from minor leagues to the major leagues and the way they handle the pitchers, they step in here. They're very comfortable. Guys like Michael Wacha and Seth Lugo, Cole Reagans, those guys do a great job embracing the younger guys. You wouldn't know that Noah Cameron's in the first month of his major league career when you watch him sit in a dugout or walk around during BP. I mean, he is very comfortable in a very positive way in our clubhouse and around our pitchers. But that's what happens when you get good leadership from the veterans. And that's what we've had the last 2 years. And I think Chris Bubich benefited from it last year and has bled into this year. Cole Reagans and Brady Singer last year, had career years for them. And it's because the culture is good. And that makes it a lot easier for Noah Cameron or anybody else to break in with us.
Noah Cameron, as well as he's pitched, I feel like maybe has prompted you guys to have to make a decision, or maybe this is a pretty simple one for you. But Cole Reagans, is there a chance that he's activated on Thursday? And if so, what's the thought there with where you guys go with Noah Cameron at this point?
Yeah, we've got Cole lined up for Friday. He's still got to throw aside. He threw the ball. His line wasn't good in Double A, but we see that a lot when major league pitchers make a rehab assignment. But his stuff was very good. And most importantly, his leg felt good. So he's got another side to throw just to make sure he's on target and 100% healthy before we activate him. But if we do activate him, it'll probably be for Friday's start, but we'll just play this out. We've got some off days here. We're looking at different ways to try. I don't think that with all the off days we have coming up that a six-man rotation makes sense right now. So we'll have to make a decision on what we're going to do with Noah or others. But at the same time, they're good decisions to have. You can never have enough pitching. So when you have one starter too many, there's ways to be creative and come up with a way to get them all involved.
JJ Piccolo, Royals General Manager, Executive Vice President of Baseball Ops. Enjoy the game tonight in St. Louis, and maybe we'll see you around this afternoon.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.